stand by. Good day and welcome to the IBM TSM with VMware call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Cyrus Milchin. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning and good afternoon, everybody. My name is Cyrus Milchin. I'm a technical evangelist for Tivoli Storage. And I will cover TSM 5.5 with VMware in this call today, specifically the new interface, which is called VCB and has been made available from VMware. This is a Tivoli talk, and I will give you a technical introduction and also provide you some sales tips at the end of the presentation. Let's jump right in on slide 2, the disclaimer slide. Basically, everything I'm talking about is part of TSM 5.5. 5.5 will be released within this week. So by the end of the week, TSM 5.5 will be released, and you can use all the information that's in here, and you can, of course, sell the product. VMware, now I have a couple of abbreviations here. So I use OS for operating system, and I use VMFS for VMware file system, and basically all the other abbreviations should be known to you. So let's move on to the agenda. So on slide 3, the agenda slide, you can see that I will cover VCB first, what it is, why an interface like this is required, and how TSM integrates with this interface. Then I get a little bit more technical and talk about how VCB works with TSM. Then we cover customer value, some licensing information, and also a couple of thoughts on our competitors in this specific area. At the end, we will have a Q&A session, and I will have support from development in that session. So if you have a real deep technical question, please hold it until after the presentation, and then we'll cover it in the Q&A session. Okay, let's start on slide 4. What is VCB? First of all, it stands for a VMware Consolidated Backup. It's an interface from VMware. It's their official backup interface. And it has some features and functions. First of all, it allows you to do online backups of VMware machines. So you can keep your VMware machines running and back them up while they're running. You can also back up multiple VMware machines at the same time, and you can take the backup from a separate machine. Separate machine is called in my presentation a backup proxy server. So you do not actually perform the backup on the VMware ESX server, you perform it on a different server, on an extra machine, a backup proxy server. And that gives you a couple of benefits. You can also backup multiple images at the same time. It can be done over the SAN. And VMware sells this as part of their VMware Infrastructure Enterprise Edition. So if you have the Enterprise Edition, VCB just comes with it. If you don't have the Enterprise Edition, then you can purchase this as an add-on product on the VMware Starter and Standard Editions. Please keep in mind, VCB is a backup interface. It's not a backup product by itself. So it is mentioned for third-party vendors like TSM to connect to it and to perform a VMware backup. Now, how does this thing work? That's the next slide, number 5. How does VCB work? And it's very similar to our database implementations. So it would quiesce all the virtual machines and open their files to being mounted on the backup proxy server. So basically, it quiesces all the virtual machines, and all the changes from that moment on go into a Delta file. So during that period, read, write, and change transactions are absolutely allowed. So you can basically use your VMware image as a user. You don't even realize that a backup is going on in the background. So it's online, and it's, of course, consistent. Now, after the backup is finished, all the changes that were written to this Delta file are then applied back onto the original VMware file. So this way, you can basically create a snapshot, or VCB creates a snapshot for you, and we back up the snapshot. So this is how it works, and it uses a very long established VMware snapshot technology to do that. All right, slide six. Why do we need VCB? And obviously, traditional methods of backing up VMware have significant disadvantages. So first of all, before VCB, VMware did not really have a backup interface. Well, there were some ways to do it. You could script it, but it was not, there was no officially supported backup interface available before VCB. Now with VCB, that has changed, and that's the official backup interface, which we support. Now, another disadvantage is if you back up an ESX server, is basically a server who can run multiple VMware images, multiple virtual machines at the same time. So you have one machine and you run, let's say, five Windows, five Linux, and another five Windows 2003 server environments all at the same time on an ESX server. That's what an ESX server is. Now, the problem with those ESX servers is they face very heavy load in terms of CPU, network, disk I/O, and so on. So these servers are very packed. They're like production database servers. Now, if you do the backup and you drive it from those servers, which was the traditional way of doing it, you will face problems. One problem is your backup will be very, very slow, simply because this machine is busy, and now you add the backup load on that machine, it will become even more busy. So offloading the ESX server is key here. Okay. There were also consistency issues with online backups of those images. Those images are typically represented as VMDK files. Consistency issues means if you back up one of those images and you don't take a snapshot or you don't take the image offline, the virtual machine offline, you might face a situation where you have an inconsistent backup, a fuzzy backup, how we call this. So some people did that, and it led to significant problems. So there are consistency issues, and customers have written their own scripts to do SAN-based backups, proxy-based backups, consolidated backups, and so on. And, of course, you don't want customers to write scripts because they're error-prone, and you can not maintain those scripts in a productive fashion. Another point is that specifically if you have a large VMware environment, there is a significant impact on the VMware application availability during backup. So this is basically why we need VCB. It helps to cope with large VMware production environments. On slide 7, TSM's VMware support history, I talk about what we did in the past. So what did we do? With TSM 5.3, we offered VMware backups. Now, we offered them without using VCB because it was not around back then. And what you could do is you could run a TSM backup archive client from within the individual machines themselves, from within the virtual machines. So basically, the VMware client just thinks, okay, this is a standard environment, and I'm backing this one up now. So that is of course, an option that you always have, depending on what operating system you run inside your virtual machine. You have to pick the right TSMBA client and just run a backup. This method is still supported today, so that didn't go away. You can always do that. Another option was you could run the TSMBA client, and that had to be the TSMBA client for Linux on the ESX server. Because an ESX server basically is a changed version of Linux. It's more or less a Linux kernel that that VMware uses to run ESX, their ESX server. So you could use our client, and you can back up those VMDK files as flat files. You can still do that, but this step does require some manual scripting, and again, it runs on the ESX server, which is not good because there is some significant load associated with this. Now, in TSM 5.4, we started with basic integration using a specific integration module called a TSM IM integration module, and that one was all about VMware full-level-based backups. You still have to do some manual scripting, and it was a first step, but it's not as integrated and as nice as our TSM 5.5 integration. TSM 5.5 integration is a product-based solution, which means we sell this as a product. It's part of TSM. We don't sell it extra. It's part of TSM again. And we do not require any manual scripting, specifically for the file-level backups. And the file-level backups is the method which we prefer to use. Or let me put it like this. The file-level backups are the ones that we have spent our work on in TSM 5.5. Those file-level backups do not require any integration module or any scripting or whatsoever. Now, what does this allow us? It allows us to manage all the files that we back up inside TSM just as if these files would have been standard file system backup from any type of operating system. So we look into the running virtual machine, we see the files, and we back them up as if we would run inside the virtual machine. Okay? So we manage the virtual machine backup data as if it had been backed up by a TSM client running inside the virtual machine. Now, we don't run inside the virtual machine. We run on a proxy server. So we see the files as if they would be there, and then we just back them up. And, by the way, we can back them up incrementally forever. So we can use our incremental forever technology to back up those files. So that's in 5.5. Now, what are the benefits of this VCB TSM integration? That's the next slide, number 8. So, first of all, it's an integrated, supported, product-based solution. We can do online backups into TSM, and we can do what we call a near-zero impact backup. That means all the backup load takes place not on the ESX server itself, but on a separate machine, which is called a proxy backup server. So we offload the ESX server and take the backup into TSM from an extra server. And VCB enables us to do that. We can do a coordinated backup of multiple virtual machines. We can, of course, manage all the data in TSM as files. And there is also a user-transparent file-level restore available from TSM clients from within the virtual machine. So actually, a user using a virtual machine can bring up the TSM client and do a restore of an individual file from there. So that's very powerful. There is also a method which is called full VM backup. Now, when you do this method, we back up the whole VMDK file. And if we do that, we can, of course, recover real quickly from TSM, and you can call this a disaster recovery option. All right, there's one remark here. Do not confuse this with our TSM backup archive client image level backup, okay? Our TSM backup archive client image level backup works on a volume basis, and that's not used here, okay? So the full VM backup just means that we back up the virtual machine as a whole. All right, next slide is more a technical slide. It's two VCB backup methods. So we know two VCB backup methods. One is a VCB file level backup, and the other one is a VCB full VM backup. These are the two methods that we can use, and you can pick which one you want to use. You can also use them in combination. Now let's move on to another technical slide, VCB file level backup, slide 10. On this one, you get a graphical view of an ESX server on the upper left side. This is your ESX server running all the virtual machines. And on the right side, you see the backup proxy. That's the machine that we use for doing the backup. You can also see that the TSM server is attached to the backup proxy. Now, the TSM server on the lower right-hand corner can be the same machine as the backup proxy, but typically customers have a centralized TSM server and introduce an extra machine for their ESX server backups, and that's the backup proxy machine. On the lower left corner, you see the storage system. So this could be a fan attached. So this could be your DS8000 or whatever you have here. Now, this picture assumes that that VMware runs in a SAN and that you have those VMware machines sitting on the storage system. And the file level backup basically mounts the file systems from within the virtual machines on the backup proxy, and they show up there as like mount points, and you can back them up from there. That would be the file level backup. On next slide, number 11, I have a couple of words about this, how it works. Basically, VCB takes a snapshot of the virtual machine, and then the virtual machine snapshot is mounted over the SAN to a directory on the backup proxy. So this one works for files inside the virtual machines, of course, individual file or individual directory level. The goodie here is that we can use incremental forever for those file backups. There is also no physical data movement to the backup proxy, so it's like a mount. So we see the files as if they would be there, but they actually still sit on the ESX server, but the backup load is on the backup proxy. Now, this works only for Windows Virtual Machine Operating System. This is a VCB limitation at this point in time. This does, of course, protect against data loss within the virtual machine and the backup is offloaded. We have to use our Windows 2003 TSMBA client, and it has to be installed on the backup proxy, of course. Now, how does recovery work? There are two options. Well, you can install the TSM Backup Archive client inside the virtual machines and restore the files from there. Or, second option, you can restore data or files to the backup proxy and then move it from there to the original location. That's like a copy and paste from the backup proxy into the running VMware, into the running virtual machine. Now, next slide, number 12, VCB full VM backup. That's the other methodology that works on all operating systems that are VMware supported. And it's pretty much the same picture. In this case, we do not mount the file system. In this case, VCB hands over a set of VMDK files, which represent the virtual machines as a whole, and we back up those files. Those files are fairly big. So this is actually, you take a full backup of the whole, of your whole virtual machine, or of your whole virtual machines if you have multiple running. Most likely you have multiple running. Like in this example, there are like two. So this is like a full VM backup. Now on slide 13, a couple words on this. This is now operating system neutral, so it doesn't matter which operating system runs inside your virtual machine, it works for all. VCB exports the virtual machine snapshot. It takes a snapshot in order to guarantee consistency to a predefined directory on the backup proxy. The physical data copy takes place from the backup proxy. It does include VMDK files and also configuration files, and this setup is typically used for disaster recovery. For the restore here, you can, of course, restore the full VMDK files and then you restart your virtual machine right from there. If you want to have individual files from within those VMDK snapshots, there is a converter utility that allows you to even extract individual files from that image. All right, slide 14, applications and databases within VMware. This is a very commonly asked question. How does all this impact an application or a database like DB2 or SAP or Oracle or SQL Server or Exchange that's running inside those virtual machines? Now, the answer is you still have to protect those separately. So you still have to use our TSM4 products inside the virtual machine to protect those. And the reason is, somebody might think, hey, I'm taking a consistent VMware snapshot backup here. Why are all those applications running inside not consistently also? And the answer is that there could be transactions that are in transit. So there could still be things in memory, and they're not consistently written inside the file system in VMware. So they are in transit, even when the snapshot takes place. So in order to guarantee data protection for applications and databases inside VMware, you have to extra protect those with our TSM4 products inside the virtual machine. There's also a scripting option, which is, again, it's scripting, which we don't want to do. But the way this works is you can quiesce or shut down the database or the application within the virtual machine before you do the VCB backup. So that's also an option here, but it's not what we recommend. Okay, slide 15, couple of customer questions. These questions should help you to start a conversation and sell our new VCB TSM integration module. It's about how do you protect your VMware environments today? How do you protect them specifically if you want to move data to an offsite location? Are you able to perform those online? So are those hot backups? Are you sure that you perform a consistent backup? Because again, traditional ways, if you just back up an up and running VMware image, you might not get a consistent image. And this is why some customers might run those environments and not even be aware. How much manual scripting is involved in your VMware backup? And is your VMware backup included in your overall disaster recovery and business continuity strategy? So these are sample questions that help you to identify opportunities or to open up upsell opportunities for TSM 5.5. Slide 16. This is really customer value, and I would like to spend a couple of minutes on this and the next two slides. If you look at our product portfolio with TSM, there are really three categories of potential benefits that a customer can realize. And they're always the same. All right. One of them is improved availability. The other one is optimized IT resource utilization. And the third one is enhanced storage personnel productivity. So there are three benefits, well, potential benefits that you can always identify if you sell TSM or even if you look at SAN volume controller, TPC, all the other products that we have in our portfolio. It's really those three things that are key, and those three things describe the value that we offer the best. Now, the first category for virtual machines is improved virtual machine availability. This is basically this type of conversation you typically have with an IT manager or some C-level person. This is basically answering the question, what does that buy me in terms of saved money or in terms of more productivity? So this is when business gets involved. And the answer here is, first of all, now we can offload the backup workload from the production ESX server. And this way, the ESX server is more productive simply because the availability is higher. Because that machine can respond faster. You don't see the hourglass. You don't have to shut it down. The availability is higher. Okay? And you can still do it online. So you can improve the availability while running those virtual machines. You also eliminate the backup window. Typically, you have to plan for a backup window where the application is either down or where you have impact on the availability of the application. In this scenario, you back up from a different machine, you back up a snapshot, so no impact, almost no impact, virtually no impact. You can also leverage the SAN, which makes the whole thing faster. And last not least, it helps you to fulfill service level agreements because you can do very fast backups and recoveries. What's a service level agreement? Basically, it's a point in time or it's basically a contract that a data center might have with end users to provide a backup or a recovery within a certain given time frame. We call this an RTO or an RPO requirement. So this one, our integration helps you to improve the availability by doing fast backups and recoveries. The next one is optimized IT resource utilization. That's on slide 17. Optimized IT resource utilization means you can now use dedicated backup proxies. So you can better use the CPUs on those proxies in order to do consolidated backups. You can also utilize your SAN that you already might have and benefit in a VMware environment from your SAN. You can also take incremental backups, actually incremental forever backups here, which allows you to save tapes, to even realize a dedupe functionality, some sort of dedupe functionality right from the start. You can also integrate this with already deployed TSM servers. So your customers might have already TSM servers, and this allows them to utilize them better, because now they can also back up the virtual machines in a very efficient manner. Next, slide number 18, enhanced storage personnel productivity. Now, with this solution, you can get rid of existing manual scripts, so you save customers from manual scripting. You also reduce the administration costs because you can run it all scheduled. You can take centralized backups on dedicated backup proxies. So you only need one backup proxy to back up multiple ESX servers, and you only have to manage this one backup proxy. You don't have to mess around with the ESX servers themselves. You also don't have to have backup agents on each virtual machine. That's very important. And you can, of course, leverage existing TSM skills to back up virtual machines now. And last but not least, you get a product-based solution where you can get actually call support. So these are the three categories of potential benefits. Next, slide number 19 talks a little bit about pricing. I don't want to go through licensing or pricing in this presentation. I just want to point out the differences for VMware. So for VMware, we look again, as always in TSM world, at the physical processor cores. And in this case, we look at the cores in the ESX server and in the proxy backup server. So we look at both. That's the key here, okay? So you have to count the processors in the ESX server and the one on the proxy server. And those are the ones that are eligible for pricing, both. Okay, we do not go by any sort of logical partitioning or any type of virtualization. So it doesn't matter how many VMware machines you're running, virtual machines you're running, and how many logical processors they might have. That doesn't count. We only look at the physical processors in those machines, the ones that are used, and we count both machines. If you now also protect applications and databases within the virtual machine, then you, of course, have to get our TSM4 products to do that, and they are, of course, licensed also, and they count the processor cores on, again, the physical processor cores on the ESX server alone. Okay, slide 20, there's the licensing table. Basically, we go by processor type, and if you run like a typical AMD Opteron or Intel Xeon, we count the number of cores, and depending on the processor type, we have value units. Most likely, they're either 50 or 100 per core, and there's a Sun UltraSpark exception with 30. Slide 21. This is an example of how to license two VMware ESX servers. They have both four dual-core Xeon processors, so that's 16 processor cores in total. And they're backup through one proxy server, and this one has two dual-core Xeon processors, which is four processor cores in total. And now, let's not forget the TSM server itself runs on a server with one dual-core Xeon processor with two processor cores. And now we add this all up. We need 16 ESX. We have to license 16 ESX processor cores, four backup server cores, and, of course, the two TSM ones, which adds up to 22. And let's say this runs on Xeon with 50 value units per core, so that's finally, you get to 1,100 TSM value units for this example. Slide 22 represents a couple of thoughts of our in terms of our competitors. So there are a couple of competitors who have also implemented VCB. Since it's the industry standard, of course they have, just like we do. And you can see all our main competitors on that slide, of course. Now, slide 23, how do you compete with them? So, first of all, vendors who are not on that list, they're very easily to beat. They don't support VCB, and that kind of rules them out. The ones who have VCB integration are more or less even with what we have. So we're like even here. Now, how can you win in those environments? And the answer is, there is one competitive advantage that we have, and since we can do those VCB file-level backups, and we can do them incrementally forever, which our competitors cannot do, they all still sit on this, take a full once and do incrementals or differentials on every other day of the week, and then they have to do a full again, and we don't. This is simply why we have a competitive advantage here that we can leverage even in VMware environments. So that's a competitive advantage, okay? Nevertheless, that might not be enough for you to win. So if you want to win, you have to leverage all the TSM or TSM server advantages, like incremental forever, built-in database, storage hierarchies, broad OS and application support, customer references, long on the market space, and all those good things that come with TSM that you hopefully already know about. So the key message here is competitors who have implemented VCB, we're even with them. In order to win, you have to really leverage TSM as a whole. Right. All right, this is how to compete with them. And on slide 24, I have a couple of links in here from VMware, descriptions of the server, of the backup interface. There is this interoperability module available. And we also have our TSM client that can run directly on a ESX service. There's also a lunch and learn presentation that Tom Hepner did, and this one is also within this presentation, so you can double click on this and you can go through the presentation. Now, before I open it up for questions on slide 25, I will go to the backup section real quick. That's slide 26, and slide 27 has some more reference information on it. Slide 28 has the links to the user guides, to the administration guides, some API documentation, and so on. Slide 29, I have attached the VMware data sheet and the white paper from VMware, and this material is owned by VMware, and it describes, again, how VCB works, and also the white paper on it. And on slide 30, there's the manual, which is a very good manual. Slide 31 is the lunch and learn presentation. And then at the end, there are a couple of disclaimers here. So with this having said, I would like to open it up for a Q&A session.
Thank you. If you do have a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone. Again, that's star 1 if you do have a question. Also, if you're on a speakerphone, please make sure your mute button is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. We'll pause for just a moment. And our first question will come from Alan Schroeder.
Hello, Cyrus.
Hi.
I just had a question on the, when we're doing the actual VCB backups, are we doing those because it's doing a snap and then we're backing that up? Is it doing those one at a time or we can do more than one at a time?
More snaps at a time. I mean, it works, for multiple different VMware virtual machines.
Well, I'm just picturing, you know, if a server had, let's say, 10 VM, an ESX server had 10 VM guests on it, I'm just wondering, are we backing those up, those guests up one at a time, or are we, you know, can we do multiples at a time?
Let me defer this to David. I actually have David Dirk here with me from development. I think he has a good answer for this.
Hi, yeah, I can help with that. To answer your questions, we actually built in actually the flexibility to do both. There's a new backup command, backup VM command, where you give it a list of the virtual machines that you're interested in backing up. So using the one backup command or one schedule defined for that backup proxy, those machines will be done serially, so they're one at a time. The advantage of that is that those snapshots are opened up, you know, in a smaller window of time. So we'll create the snapshot. We'll get the backup done using the full resource utilization that you can set for TSM, you know, multiple parallel backup streams for that particular virtual machine, and then close that snapshot before we open up the second one. Now, again, with VMware, you have the flexibility of adding more backup proxies. So you can do, you know, parallel backups with additional backup proxies. And you can also set up multiple schedules with TSM to do parallel backups on the same backup proxy. So you kind of have the flexibility of setting it up both ways. But with that serialization, you know, you have that flexibility because the backup window is less of an issue when you're offloading the backups.
Right. So it sounds like, that I understood the technology correctly, it sounds like because of the fact that it's their proxy server that's actually doing this, the caching or the snapping, taking those snapshots, kind of keeping like an active session, but separate, right? Kind of a mirror, if you will, temporary.
That's correct. It's for file level, it's an instant snapshot. So, you know, it has the change log, but there's no real data movement, you know, just to create the snapshot.
Right. So when it's doing that, because it's obviously going to do those one at a time, I see that we. So if you're describing, we do those one at a time because it only presents one at a time. If we had multiple proxy servers, then we could do multiples simultaneously if that was a requirement.
That's correct. And there is a flexibility to set up multiple, TSM schedules or backup commands to, do them in parallel, like, you know, two backups at a time or, two snapshots at a time. But, I'm not sure that would make sense. But it could be. The flexibility is there.
Okay, thanks.
And next we'll hear from Phil Smith.
My question is regarding the actual backup. You said the traffic was over the SAN, and I'm wondering, is that true that the actual traffic to the TSM server from the backup proxy goes over the SAN if the TSM server is on the SAN, or is that actually network traffic?
Yeah, that depends. It depends how the TSM server is attached. If you have it all in a SAN environment, you can also use LAN free for this.
That's right. If you're familiar with the TSM, you know, land-free support, it's essentially if you install, you know, our storage agent on the backup proxy with the TSM client, and that gives you the land-free path all the way from, you know, the ESX server machine, which all the data is already sitting out on the SAN, all the way to the TSM server. So it's land-free for the snapshot to the backup proxy. That's always land-free. That's always over the SAN. And then, as Cyrus mentioned, you know, if you enable the land-free support in TSM, then that second hop would also be land-free.
Anything further?
No, thank you. That answered my question. That's typical TSM stuff then between the proxy server and the TSM server.
Right. That has not changed. So that's the same configuration and setup and all the advantages to that.
And next we'll hear from Daniel Thompson.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Fine. Hi, Dan.
Good, thanks.
A couple of questions. The first is on the file-level backup. Is there any need to do any kind of snapshot root or node name stuff, or is this all taken care of automatically? So if I back it up from the backup proxy and then try to restore it from within the virtual machine, it's not going to see those any different. It's going to see it as if it were backed up internally.
That's correct. That's exactly what we did with 5.5 is we, you know, and that need for as node and for snapshot root is all done internally inside the TSM client. So you run the backup VM, and you know the data gets backed up to the node name of the virtual machine under the corrected mount point. So it's going to pair the backup data on the server is going to pair the same if you did the backup from the virtual machine or from the backup proxy. That's all done internally. So those options are there if you need them, but they're not necessary for the backup VM support.
My second question is, if I have a custom application or a database that I want to quiesce prior to a snapshot, can I run a command after the snapshot is taken to put the database back up in active mode while the backup from the backup proxy is still running? Is there like an integral way to insert commands?
Yes, VCB has support the same as, you know, the TSM pre-snapshot and post-snapshot commands. I believe the location is within the virtual machine. What you'll do is you'll create a file, which is like I believe it's called pre-freeze.bat and post-freeze.bat. So you can quiesce your database and then bring it online before the snap and then right after the snap. You create these files within the virtual machine for that, for each of those virtual machines for that. And so that I think what you're asking specifically is that post snapshot command gets called at the completion of the snapshot.
Okay, but and that so that post snapshot command will run even when the TSM backup on the backup proxy is still going.
Right.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Next, we'll hear from Jim Reichert.
Hi. Nice presentation. Thank you. A couple questions. Is there a red book available for any of this, or is this pretty much all inside the TSM for Linux user's guide?
We are working on a red book. I'm not sure when it will be available, but it's in the works, and we have people working on it. We also have a few white papers that we'll update for the 5.5 support, kind of to help with, these different options of backing this data. But yes, there is a red paper a red book on its way, but it's not available yet.
Okay. And regarding the VCB framework and the proxy host, we're assuming the customers would have that all in place in order to take advantage of this, or is that and does that TSM integration module truly go away?
The TSM integration module does go away, but the TSM integration module is really not part of the framework itself. So most customers probably would be familiar, you know, in setting up their ESX server farms from the VMware documentation on the actual VCB support and how to install the framework, which, by the way, is fairly straightforward. So, you know, any machine that you want to run the backup proxy on, you download and install the framework. It's a simple install. And we have in our TSM documentation kind of a step-by-step, 1, 2, 3, you know, install the framework, install the TSM client, you know, setting up the schedules and that forth to kind of help that. But, yeah, you know, it's possible that a customer would just implement the framework when they're installing TSM, and we try to help that in our own documentation. But VMware has extensive documentation also. So,
okay. And again, that's in the Linux user's guide?
It's actually in the Windows user's guide, because the backup proxies, right now VCB only supports Windows 2003 server. So your backup proxy machines are going to be Windows.
Right, sorry. Yeah. Great. Yeah, just one quick question. Does it be off? It correlates the VM DSK files with the using. Is that an option file within the VM DSK file itself, or is it all controlled through via the proxy?
I'm not sure I understood the question. Can you repeat that?
Well, when you back up the VM DK files, you have to correlate what the actual node name would be.
I see. I mean, for the full VM support?
Right.
Right. Yeah, for full VM, what you're doing is you'll get a list of these VM DK files and a few other files that are, the files that are provided as part of the snapshot. To rebuild that virtual machine on the restore. So those files, you know, those group of files will have to be backed up kind of for that full VM support. I'm not sure I answered your question, though.
That's all right. It's in the 5.5 GA tomorrow, right?
Yeah. That's the plan, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I have one side comment here, which it came up a couple of times. The question about a TSM Linux client. Well, we used to use the TSM BA client on Linux on the ESX server to do a VMware backup. And you can still do that, but that's the past. VCB is really using this proxy server, which is a Windows 2003 server. Just a clarification.
We have a question from John Schulizer.
Yes. I've got a question about the quiesce function. I was curious, on a fairly busy machine, how long does the quiesce take? Is it just a matter of a couple of seconds or longer or what?
Hi, John. Yeah, what we've seen in our testing, I'm not sure. I guess there might be differences depending on, you know, what applications are running, but VMware, the quiescing inside the virtual machine obviously partly depends on, you know, what's written for that pre-snapshot command, but as far as the quiescing itself, VMware provides, they call it a sync dispatcher, and, you know, it's just flushing the, you know, the I.O. that's in the file system cache and then holding up the I.O. until that snapshot can complete, so it's almost instantaneous.
Okay, good. Then next part of my question.
I'm sorry, not to interrupt, but
sure.
There is a big difference between the file level and the full. You know, the file level is that instant snapshot where, you know, there's no copy of the data. Now, for full VM, there is an actual copy of all that data, so you know, that's a big distinction between the two. And with the TSM 5.5 support, that's where you get the main advantage to using the file level, is that, you know, it's an instant snapshot. But
okay.
That's not the case with full. There is a copy by VCB, you know, for the full VM.
Okay, so it's an activity you'd have to schedule, in other words.
That's right.
Okay. Next point is, if I wanted to establish for disaster recovery a point in time across, let's say, you know, multiple client server environments that are, you know, from a user's point of view, a consistent application, but are really, you know, different machines, different workloads. Does TSM, if I can provide it with a list of machines for which I need to establish a point in time, can TSM guarantee for me that those points in time will be adhered to for groups of machines?
So you want to provide a point in time across, say, more than one machine, one virtual machine?
You got it.
Okay, yeah. Well, basically with this backup VM command, you specify, you know, the list of virtual machines. So you can, you know, you can run multiple, you know, DSMC backup VM commands and then give it, you know, a virtual machine each. And so those will all create, you know, those will all be created at the start of those backup commands. You know, it's not going to be integrated.
Okay.
To the actual snapshot on the virtual machine, you know, on the ESX server itself. But you could run all those snapshots at the same time.
Okay, so at a minimum, you could apply the snapshot sequentially following a workflow, and you're probably not going to wind up with out-of-sync conditions if you did it right.
That's right. And also, it, probably what you're looking for is, you know, when we implemented the 5.5, we left all the flexibility that's in there now with scripting. So you certainly could, you know, use either the TSM integration module provided by VMware or write your own script that would, you know, snap all those virtual machines at the same time.
Right.
And then, you know, then you would issue the, you know, the DSMC backup, the DSMC incremental, you know, with the AS node, you know, in that script. So you could probably implement your own solution if you needed to coordinate that snapshot, you know, at the actual level that you need it.
Right. Okay, what I'm looking for is something equivalent to consistency groups across multiple guests.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
All right. Thank you.
Next, we'll move on to Ola Augustusson. Caller, your line is open. Please check your mute button. Hearing no response, we'll move on to Bill Smith.
Yeah, my follow-up question here is, when you're doing a full the full VM backup of the VMDKs, what is the TSM client or node for when you're doing a restore? Where do you call for that restore to come back from? Assuming maybe the VCP proxy. Also, a comment to share, it sounds like a number of people are not familiar with the VCP setup and the ability to push a file-level restore right back to the original location is a huge thing. Right now, I'm not familiar with all the competing products, but the ones I am familiar with, you actually have to do the restore to the VCP proxy and then do like a map a network drive to get to be able to copy it back to the original location. That's it. Thanks.
Thanks. That was a good, yeah, a good hint. Yep.
And once again, please press star 1 if you do have a question at this time. And we'll hear from Ola Gustafsson.
Sorry for that. I had a problem with my phone. I have two questions for you. One, which is, if I query my TSM server for the contents of the proxy server, would I see the virtual images from the virtual nodes? Will I only see one file space from the proxy node?
If you're doing file level backups, you're on the backup proxy. If you're, you know, normally you would do, say, like a query file space, right? You would see the files or the file spaces for that backup proxy node's data.
Yeah.
Now, if you do there's also a command to do VM, DSMC query VM, and then in that case, you'll see the file. You'll see each of the virtual machines that are specified in your VM list. So for those virtual machines that you have configured to backup on that backup proxy, you can easily see list of each of those virtual machines and then each of those volumes from those virtual machines, so you can verify.
So I can still see my objects on the TSM server, all the files.
That's correct. So that you can use to quickly kind of verify that the data last backup, how much data was backed up, and so forth.
Right.
And you can also use the asnode option from that backup proxy machine to run as that virtual machine node, and then see all the data as it exists, say from within that virtual machine. So you kind of have both options, to kind of look at it at this individual file level. And that also gives you that ability of restoring a file on the backup proxy.
Right.
Or quickly verifying that the data is up there.
But I assume there's only one node on the TSM server, so the proxy will only be one node. Would that one comprise of different file space from each virtual machine then? Or
This is for file level. There will actually be a TSM node name for each of the virtual machines.
Oh, it would still be for each...
That's right. And then there'll be a backup proxy node, which has the proxy node authority as an agent across those virtual machines. And then for full VM, that'll be, I think that was mentioned a little bit earlier, that for full VM, it's just a list of files that are kind of represent those each of those virtual machines, and those would all be backed up under the backup proxy node.
So you would still have to register all the version, all your version nodes.
That's right. And define the proxy authority on each.
Right. Okay.
And that's in that step by step.
Right. And my following question would be, if I want to do monthly full or annual full, what's the current method? Is there anything different in terms of, if you want to do sort of like backup sets or do monthly archives or what have you?
You can still do the backup sets, so you can generate the backup sets from the server interface to create those. If you want to force a selective backup, say, then you'd have to use the resource the serialization setting in the policy.
Right, right. So you can do an obsolete and modify it in that one.
Right. So the selective backup is not an option from the client, but if you're doing those fulls with the policy, then that still applies.
Right. Okay. That was it. Thank you.
And there appear to be no further questions.
All right. Thanks everyone for the attention. And if you have further questions, just drop me an email. That's my last name without the T, nilchian@us.ibm.com. Or if you have problems downloading the presentation, Donita Morrison, dkmorris@us.ibm.com can provide you those presentations. Thank you.
And one more comment. This was recorded, so if you do have colleagues or other business partners who want to hear it, they can log in to either the Tivoli Talk site or the business partner site, and repost it in a couple days.
And again, that does conclude today's conference. Thank you for your participation. Have a great day.